FCA sets final UK crypto rules with an October 2027 deadline. The Financial Conduct Authority published its final set of crypto rules on June 30, 2026, setting a hard timeline for any firm that wants to serve UK customers. Trading platforms, intermediaries, custodians, staking providers, and stablecoin issuers will all need authorization, and the regulator has now told them exactly when the window opens and when the door closes. The rules follow legislation enacted in February 2026 that pulled crypto assets into the FCA's remit for the first time. Until now, the agency mostly policed crypto promotions and anti-money laundering registration. The new framework treats crypto firms more like the rest of the financial sector, with capital requirements, market abuse prohibitions, and a duty to treat customers fairly. The timeline firms now have to plan around the dates are the part that matters most for anyone running a crypto business in the United Kingdom. Pre-application support from the FCA starts in July 2026. The formal authorization window runs from September 30, 2026 to February 28, 2027. The full regime becomes mandatory on October 25, 2027, which is the point at which operating without permission stops being a transitional gray area and becomes a breach. That gives firms roughly 5 months to file and another 8 months before the regime bites. It is a tighter runway than it looks because authorization reviews take time, and the FCA has signaled it will not waive applications through. Firms that miss the window cannot simply keep trading and apply later at their convenience. A rulebook built around four obligations, the FCA grouped its requirements into a few clear buckets. Financial resilience comes first. Firms must hold capital and run stress tests, though the agency says it tailored those rules to how crypto businesses actually operate rather than copying bank capital rules wholesale. Market integrity comes next, with explicit bans on insider trading and market manipulation, areas that have been largely unpoliced on crypto venues. Stablecoins get their own standards. Any token designed to hold a steady value, typically pegged to the pound or another currency, faces specific requirements on how it is issued and backed. And the consumer duty, the FCA's catch-all standard for fair treatment, now applies to crypto firms the same way it applies to banks and brokers. David Giel, an FCA executive director, framed the package as giving firms regulatory certainty and room to innovate inside what he called a stable, competitive home. The stablecoin piece runs through two regulators. On the same day, the FCA and the Bank of England set out how they will split oversight of stablecoin issuers judged large enough to matter to the wider financial system. A UK issuer authorized by the FCA can move to joint FCA and Bank of England regulation once HM Treasury formally designates it as systemic. The two bodies say the goal is clarity and predictability for firms as the market develops. The joint statement is light on hard thresholds. It does not yet spell out reserve rules, holding limits, or the exact numbers that tip an issuer into systemic territory, pointing readers to a fuller Bank of England paper for the detail. For stablecoin businesses, the takeaway is structural. Clear them with the FCA first, and the largest among them should expect a second regulator at the table later. For anyone who spends stablecoins like USDC or USDT through a card or wallet, the supervision that sits behind a sterling peg token is about to get heavier. The UK's bid to keep pace with the EU and UAE, the timing is not an accident. The European Union's MiCA regime has been forcing crypto firms to either secure a license or exit the bloc, and the UK has spent the past year being told it risked falling behind. Senator Cynthia Lummis recently named the UK alongside the EU and UAE as jurisdictions moving faster than the US. By publishing a finished rulebook with firm dates, the FCA is trying to convert that pressure into a selling point. A single national framework, a known process, and a regulator that says it wants firms to set up shop rather than leave. It lands against a weak market backdrop. Bitcoin traded at roughly $59,364 on June 30th, 2026, down about 0.9% on the day and around 5% on the week, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 17, deep in extreme fear. Regulatory clarity does not move price on its own, but it changes where companies choose to build, and that is a longer game than this week's chart. For users, The practical effect arrives slowly. Custodians holding customer crypto, staking services, and the firms behind everyday spending products will all need FCA permission to keep serving UK customers past late 2027. That should narrow the field to operators willing to meet capital and conduct standards, which tends to favor holding your own keys for anyone who would rather not depend on a single licensed custodian. The trade-off is the usual one: more oversight, fewer fly-by-night options, and a slower but sturdier market.